Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump to meet Abe. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States as he meets Thursday with President-elect Donald Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Before departing Japan, Abe told reporters he wanted to use the meeting to discuss his vision for the future with Trump. During his campaign, Trump questioned several bedrocks of the U.S.-Japanese relationship, suggesting the U.S. was doing too much to provide defense to Japan. He floated the idea of allowing Japan and others in the region to develop nuclear weapons and forcing higher payments to support the deployment of U.S. forces in those countries. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Now, the meeting today will be the president-elect's first face-to-face encounter with a foreign leader since being elected just over a week ago. And about an hour ago, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, handed in his letter of resignation. No details are available as yet, but it's presumed that Mr. Clapper's resignation is just the first of a flurry of resignations that will be taking place as the Obama administration makes room for the new administration of President Donald Trump. President Obama brought his message of America's enduring unity and cooperation to the heart of Europe on Thursday, stressing to Germans and all Europeans that the United States will continue to engage the world. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop of his final overseas tour as president. The country is Europe's top economy and U.S. trading partner. Observers have also suggested its leader, Angela Merkel, could be emerging as the most prominent liberal voice in a region where nationalist movements are gaining strength. This trip is the sixth that President Obama's had to Germany.